My name is Sharon Strange, and this is my poem, Offering. In the dream, I am burning the rice. I am cooking for God. I will clean the house to please Him, so I wash the dishes and it begins to burn. It is for luck. Like rice pelting newlyweds, raining down, it is another veil, or an offering that suggests her first duty, to feed Him. Burning, it turns brown, the color of my father, whom I never pleased. Too late, I stand at his bed, calling. He is swathed in twisted sheets, a heavy mummy that will not eat or cry. Will he sleep when a tall stranger comes to murder me? Will I die this fourth time or the next? When I run, it is as if underwater, slow, sluggish as the swollen grains rising out of the briny broth to fill the pot, evicting the steam in low shrieks like God's breath sucked back in. Before I slip the black husk of sleep, I complete the task. The rice chars, crumbles to dust, to mix with the salty water, to begin again. I wrote the poem Offering upon waking up from a dream, and the poem deals with the complicated relationship that I had with my father, and the imagery in the poem concerns a series of nightmares that I had following my father's death. In a way, I defied my father by leaving home early and striking out and seeking my own independence. Ultimately, I became something that my father never imagined me being, and that's an artist. So I think of the poem as a tribute to the creative process, but I also feel that the poem was a step towards forgiving my father and healing that disconnection that we had.
That was our poet's moment, this time with writer Sharon Strange. She's a professor of English at Spelman College in Atlanta. Her collection of poems is titled Ash.